Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Hey. Welcome back to 98.5. This is
Dan.
Dan for breakfast. I'm so sorry, guys.
What did we just spend the last minute and half talking about?
I know, we literally just said, hey, this is what we're doing. I'm sorry, I'm distracted. I'm sorry. Hey, whoever thought remote broadcasting was easy is a liar, okay? No, you are on 98.5 with Kirsty and Dan for breakfast, and someone else is here. Kirsty, who is it?
Yes, someone in the studio is our good friend, Kath Healy from Nature Play WA. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning, family. How are we?
Oh, look, you know, we're working it out. We're working it out slowly but surely.
Keep it together. Great job. Everyone's doing an excellent job.
Hey,
thanks.
So are you.
So much, are you.
The only one who's doing a really good job is Leon. But, Kath, what are we talking about? What's happening at Nature Play WA?
So, there's lots happening at Nature Play WA, but you guys know how much I love research and how much I love bringing it to you. So, our friends at Women in Sport UK, they are a research organisation about women in sport, funnily enough, and particularly about young girls in sport. And this kind of ties into our Talk and Walk project that I've been sharing with you about girls aged 11 and over suddenly drop off in their levels of physical activity to the point that 90% of them are not being physically active enough for good health. So Women in Sport UK have put out this amazing podcast episode called Dads and Daughters Empowering Change. So we've shared it through our Facebook. So if you go to Facebook, Nature Play WA, you can listen to it. But it's talking about the importance of rough and tumble play from dads with daughters.
Yes, this is going to be, this is an interesting one. The fact that they have to bring this up and talk about this is obviously because there's this concern that you have to treat children like, you know, bounding cotton wool, especially dads, too rough. And they're saying the opposite.
Absolutely. And what the research is showing is we see it much more with girls as well, even from the very first days, the idea that girl babies are more fragile than boy babies. And it's not true at all, but there is this, I don't know, we just have this idea that girls are delicate little flowers who need to be protected, when really what they need from dad and from mum is that same rough and tumble play that boys have, that boys and do tend to get with their dads. Mm. So, excellent podcast.
I've got to ask though, so do they say dads doing rough and tumble play with their daughters? What does that develop and what's the purpose of good of it?
Yes, so absolutely. So it's about vital movement skills. So if you, so it's playing, even from babies, obviously you're not going to be doing rock and roll wrestling with babies.
Dizzy whizzies with your three-month-old.
Absolutely. But it's about, you know, giving them a bit of a scribble, giving them a bit of a roll them around and that sort of thing. And it's about, well, vestibular movement. So it's about balance and movement and just, it's a good one, huh? And it's about just different combinations of muscle groups working together. And from a very young age, the more you do that and the more you stimulate that within children, the better they have a chance of being more physically active and adept as they get older.
Oh, I'm going to have some rough and tumble with one of my children in a minute.
Right now.
That's a goal.
I was seeing that in your face, Dan.
He's just standing off camera. You guys can't see him. He's just standing there staring at me, saying stuff. I can't hear you. I've got headphones on. He's so bored. Poor boy.
But Kath, you bring back memories of me with my dad. Like we had a backyard pool, and there was nothing we loved more. All myself and my two sisters of my dad picking us up and literally hurling us from one end of the pool to the other. Over and over again. You know, we loved it.
And we need more of that. And girls in particular need more of that. We used to do the same. Dad had two girls, and he raised us as though we were boys. So we played football. We played. You know, Dad was he was one of the feminists of the 1980s, where he was like, no one's going to tell my girls they can't do what I did as a child. We used to, some of the best fun was racing around the backyard in the wheelbarrow, and then he would just tip you out. You'd be literally racing, banging at top speed, and then he'd go, a bit of a wobble, and then you'd hurl you out and you'd be tumbling down on the grass, maybe the grass, maybe on the ball-bearing gravel, who knows?
That's life. That's life. Sometimes you land on the grass, sometimes you land on the gravel. You know, it's just, it's life lessons. That's all it is.
And then all he's got to do is just get out the special cream and wipe your little grazes down and you're all better.
Absolutely. Or the magic hands, or the magic spray. You guys know that one, right? The magic spray.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a bottle of water. Get the magic spray.
Is that your one, Kath?
Yeah, that's mine. And magic hands. Rub the hands together, get them hot, wrap them around.
Oh, look, this sounds awesome and a great conversation for people to have with their families as well. But, Kath, thanks so much for joining us in the studio. Even though it's virtual, we love your work and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, family. See you.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.